First, I'd like to thank Maharaj for really speaking something that was both surprising for a morning topic and at the same time very heart-changing, heart-opening about His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Dabhadhara Maharaj. And right now I'm still thinking deeply about what he said, and especially in reference to Bhakti Swarup Dabhadhara Maharaj's qualities, his life, his character, everything. And Maharaj wants us to speak on a closing ceremony that's related to this yatra, and I will. But I just want to say that I had the good fortune of having his association in a very close way in the last couple of years. And having known him before that from a distance and always appreciating his deep devotion and his determination and his wonderful, wonderful character, that he could be with everyone, anyone, and everyone appreciated him and loved him and respected him. Because he was just such a Vaishnav from all angles. His culture, his deep simplicity also, although he had such deep knowledge and devotion, he was very simple in heart. We were together in Italy, we traveled together actually, and we even shared the room together, and he spoke a lot about, he was always enthusiastically speaking about his projects and his programs in relationship to spreading the teachings of Krishna consciousness to the scientific community. And he would be so animated and so enthusiastic to explain what was going on and how his work was affecting very prestigious people in the scientific arena and also in the interfaith arena. And I would just listen and appreciate what he was doing. I had a personal incident that I had many, but one was, there was one where we were together in Italy, in Prabhupada Desh, and we each were scheduled to give a seminar. And of course, his seminar was on some of his aspects of his preaching to the scientific community. And I had a talk that was related to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I had my one volume of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It had recently been released, a one-volume version of the Chaitanya Charitamrita with Sanskrit and the full purports, beautiful, full-size, beautiful cover, pictures, well done. A masterpiece put out by the BBT in America. And when I brought out the book and I was reading from it and speaking on it, he saw the book and he hadn't seen it before. And his eyes just lit up. And he wanted to see it. He was really appreciating this presentation by the BBT. He didn't say anything afterwards, but I knew he wanted the book. So, and I really was attached to it. I was really attached because I was reading it and I was studying it. And I was thinking, I have to get him a book. I have to do it somehow. So I did some research, and somehow or other, I found one copy that was in Europe. They hadn't had too many copies available. There was one copy that I found with one of the smaller outlets in Europe, and I arranged for him to get for that book to be sent to him, and he was so happy. He was so pleased. So I had a chance to do some personal service for him. He used to come to Chicago quite often because Chicago is the home of the World Parliament of Religions. And the World Parliament of Religion is one of the biggest interfaith organizations throughout the entire world. And they put on huge conferences every 5 years someplace within the world, which lasts about a whole week. And the prominent interfaith people from all over the world would come to these conferences. So he would spend some quality time in Chicago. And he would lead kirtans, especially lead kirtans, give class, associate with devotees, and just give his association at the same time he would spend time with the parliament. And he was just so wonderful to be with. It was just, you would just feel so happy in his association and so satisfied and so pleased. And of course, as Maharaj said, when he did leave the world, it was the shock that did shake the world. Because although he was doing so much and he was loved by so many, a lot of that wasn't known, even to many devotees in ISKCON. Because he was, on a level, he was very, very, very humble. And never put himself forward as being, you know, somebody who's doing great service, although he was. And his humility, his sweetness, and his deep devotion would really touch the hearts of the devotees. So we lost a very, very special person. Srila Prabhupada said, as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj said at the beginning of his talk, that when he came to America, he was so happy to meet Bhakti Sarupa Damodar Maharaj. But later on, Prabhupada was speaking how when he went to the Western countries, especially in America, he was looking for first-class people to be enlisted in this Krishna consciousness movement. People with education, with culture, with good qualities. But Prabhupada said, I didn't find any first-class men. I didn't find any second-class men. Krishna sent third and fourth-class men. But one, Damodar, one first-class man. Prabhupada said that in a lecture. Yeah. And that was the quality of Bhakti Sarupa Damodar Maharaj. Prabhupada noted that. So we're blessed by being reminded of his great qualities and his contribution to spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Maharaj said that the Puna Yatra is about to close. Of course, that is a reality. But I was feeling personally it's like just beginning. I actually feel like today's the first day. Maybe because it takes me a little time to more or less to assimilate and be with so many wonderful devotees and actually pick up that mood of such great devotion and enthusiasm. So it is actually quite disappointing or saddening that we have to part after only a few days together. But for me, it was a wonderful experience. And on a broader level, take this experience home with you, all of you who have been here, have chanted, danced, took prasadam, associated with devotees, and really felt the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's movement. It's not that we leave this behind and we all of a sudden resume what we were doing before in the same way we were doing everything. These yatras are meant to recharge our spiritual batteries, to give us a broader and fresher look on the beauty of Krishna consciousness, and to help us understand what is the essence of that Krishna consciousness. That is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Krishna Smaranam, to hear and chant and to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the fundamental principle which makes everything else wonderful. So take this with you and speak about it, to your friends, to others, to the other devotees. And each time you speak about it, you can relive it and also relive the experiences that you have. And again, take those experiences and try to relive them again more and more. Because Sravanam, Kirtanam, and Krishna Smaranam is the essence of Krishna consciousness. To hear, to chant the glories of the Lord in the association of wonderful devotees. There is no other aspect of this culture that is so important as hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Throughout the scriptures, through the words of the great acharyas, this remains the foundation of our spiritual growth and our happiness in Krishna consciousness. So these yatras are very special. They give us an opportunity to forget everything else and just dive deeply into this hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And we want to get a taste for that. As Maharaj mentioned in his opening lecture, Sushrusha Saradanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Shanmaya Seva Vipa Punya Tirtana Sevanat. By serving great souls, great service is done. And by such service, one gets an affinity to hear the message of the Lord. So serve devotees, and then that'll awaken more and more your taste for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And as we develop that taste, then our Krishna consciousness is successful. We want that taste. And these punayatras are an opportunity to go deep into that mood where we develop that taste more and more. So take it back with you to your places of residence, to the temples, to wherever you are, and continue to develop that mood. We should not think someone else should do it and then we become part of it. We also, that's why we take part in these, so we can grow internally and be a, what we say, an example for what we want to be and what we want to give to others. So thank you all very much for your wonderful association, sweet association. And if I committed any offenses, which I usually do, pretty expert at that, I apologize and please forgive me if I did anything that wasn't in the line of proper Vaishnava behavior etiquette. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare.
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutare Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namini. So I'd like to thank His Holiness Srila Radhanath Maharaj for creating this wonderful Sangha, very unique in the history of ISKCON. Hopefully others will follow his example and have these kinds of yatras all over the world, because they are an oasis in this material world where devotees come together just for a few days, forget everything else, simply dance, chant, take prasad, and dance and chant and take prasad and dance and chant and take prasad. So it's not only this is the third time I've been here, so it's not when I come here to this transcendental happening. It's more than that. When I see Krishna Chandra and his good wife, I really feel that they are my mother and father. It gets stronger and stronger. So it's also not a transcendental experience. It's like coming back home. I feel my mother, father is here, and all the friends. And it's just such a wonderful transcendental experience here. I should say something about Bhakti Sripadana Dharmaraj, because this has been the theme of this morning's talk, a little. But he was anybody who knew him, he was a gentleman. His manners, he was just by his presence, by his manners, everybody understood he was just such a gentleman. And his kirtan, it was such a unique style. It was so, what we may term as funky. But it made your hair stand on end, the way he was, his devotion, when he did kirtan in front of the deities, he was singing, you could see he was actually singing and just expressing himself. His heart was just opening, and he would just sing and shout so loudly and sing in his voice that it just really made your hair stand on end. He really knows how to express his devotion. And it's part of the culture of Manipur. They have that unique ability to express their devotion when in front of the deities. I think one of the most memorable things that he has so kindly left us, and timely too, because of his disappearance, because even some of his godbrothers would say to him that, why you are no more aggressive in these scientific meetings? Because all these scientists, they're atheistic, and as soon as you mention anything about God, immediately they boom, 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 when they put you out the picture. We don't want to speak about God, this is science. And some devotees would get a bit upset that, you know, they blaspheme like that. You should also be more angry, not angry, but what's the word? Aggressive. Yeah, you should be aggressive. They're aggressive. You should be aggressive also. But he played a very mild key, and he was very much loved by all the leading Christians, the Dalai Lama, all the big people and big names. They all loved him, really. They would have his association with him. But he kept a low key because he couldn't be too aggressive, I don't think, in that circle at this time. So according to the time and circumstance, he was just making friends with them. And they did like him. And he did a lot of, so much service in that way. But the blessing that he has left us with, which is going to satisfy all of his godbrothers who thought he should be more aggressive, was his latest book, which his title is God is a Person. that's the front cover. So this is although he's departed, but now he's come back with that real aggressive slap. He's just slapping them right in the face. Here it is, from a PhD scientist. God is a person. So this is a wonderful contribution he's left us. Shri Damodar Maharaj Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. Now I request His Holiness Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj to speak. Radhanand Maharaj requested that Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj should also speak. He is the disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pichaya Bhutale Samati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chanami. Namaste Saraswati
Gaura. Hari, where are you?
He's over there, right over there.
come sit here. These unembodied voices speak to people like Kamsa.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prisaya Bhutalesar Mati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Chayana. Namo Sri Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharin. Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pasatya Adhisattarin. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My respectful obeisances to His Holiness Radna Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj, so His Grace Pankajachagiri Prabhu, His Grace Janani Vas Prabhu, His Grace Samadas Prabhu, and all the wonderful devotees who are here. I'm very happy to be with all of you. And in Bombay, His Holiness Radha Swami asked me to come, and his wonderful devotees, they wanted me to come, so by their love, I came here. And I was very grateful that by being here, I have seen the love from His Holiness and the devotees here. So, yesterday, two mothers who asked me to say some of the things that are happening in West Africa, Nigeria. So I would like to mention a few things, because even many devotees, they asked me, do you have some devotees in Africa also? Many devotees know all about South Africa, but many devotees don't know about West Africa. In West Africa, Africa is a continent and it has so many countries, but in West Africa, where I'm coming from, ISKCON is existing in 7 countries. And particularly in Nigeria, we have 10 temples. We also have a school. In this school, last year the students from our school, they went to the public government school for the exam. At the end of the result, the student from the ISKCON school came out the best of all the students in the state. Nigeria is a Muslim and Christian country. So the Christians are very aggressive. And they are in government. Some of them who saw it's going to be a threat to them wanted to eliminate ISKCON. But the president of the country and some other top leaders, they told them that in history of the religious fighting in Nigeria, there were after independence in Nigeria, we had 350 religious riots, fightings in Nigeria. The Hare Krishna movement is the most peaceful religion in the whole of the country. So this morning I showed some of the festivals that we used to do in West Africa. I had some pictures from the Ratha Yatra we had last year. His Holiness Japataka Swami attended. His Holiness Beda Vyas Priyan Maharaj attended. His Holiness Kavichan Maharaj has attended the festival. And so many devotees, and when I showed this, some devotees were surprised to see there are many devotees also practicing Krishna consciousness in Africa. His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Swami, he came there and he preached. He preached to Christians, to Muslims, to government leaders and politicians and varieties of people. He made a lot of devotees and a lot of temples and farm communities and the Food for Life programs and college preachings also there. So these are some of the things that we are doing in West Africa. Also, one devotee asked me a question yesterday. He asked me, Maharaj, can you tell me some of the things a devotee in Krishna consciousness will do so that he doesn't leave the movement, just follow from the Hare Krishna movement. So I told him that this question was asked by one of the proper disciples. To Prabhupada. He wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada and asked him, I've seen some of the leading devotees are leaving and some are falling off. So what should I do so that I also don't fall in the same way, I can remain fixed in my devotional service? And Prabhupada told him in a reply in a letter, four things. He said, if you chant the holy name Hare Krishna mantra without offense every day, the 16 rounds, you read my books diligently, keep the four regulative principles strictly, and have a fixed service. If you do these four things, your devotional service will be successful. You will never follow in the same way that others are falling. It's very simple and it's the foundation to keep us in devotional service. So I explained this to the devotee yesterday, so I felt that I can also say it as part of my contribution to the wonderful festival. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Now I request His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu to share few of His realization with us.
Vanchakal Patru Pascha Kipashinabe Vichapati Tamnam Pavana Bo Vaishnavi Vino Nama Kodi Vaishnavi Naki Jai. First of all, I'd like to thank His Holiness Srila Radhanath Maharaj and his organizers for presenting such a wonderful festival. I feel very honored to be here. The behavior of the devotees is first class. I felt very honored as if I was an honorable person. The devotees were very polite and gentle, not like in Bengal. There you have to fight for everything also. You're one of the ranks. But here, so much respect is shown, bringing out the actual Vaishnava culture, appreciating the senior devotees. I'd like to thank Krishna Chandra Prabhu. I always see him standing alone, just observing in the background, in his natural humility. Thank you for providing such a nice facility here. But I think next year, Krishna Chandra, you have another bungalow? Maybe a little crowded after next year. I hate goodbyes. I hate saying goodbyes. Why don't we extend it another day, Maharaj? Two days? 3 days? I didn't get a chance to meet any new devotees here. I could only see their faces. There was no time. I only eating, prasadam, chanting and dancing and hearing the wonderful topics from the Vaishnavas. I didn't get opportunity to associate with these wonderful Vaishnavas, Maharaj, personally. What can I say? This is my first visit to Pune. But actually, I never saw Pune. When we drove in, I was chanting Gayatri, so I never saw Pune. And then when I opened my eyes, I got here, it wasn't Pune. It's just like Mayapur of Vrindavan. But I've heard there's some buses going outside this wall of flowers. I don't know what goes on outside. I haven't seen. But I did hear the buses passing by. So this was just like a dream for me. And a quick dream. Now the rude awakening is there. That is, it was just a real dream. And then we have to move on to another phase of the dream. So I really appreciate your kindness and association and affection for all the devotees. I hope they come again, or maybe you should have a yatra every month or 2 months, different areas. All you need is a garden and some prasadam, right? It's not so difficult to arrange. Huh? Just think what the karmis would have to do to put on something like this to get so much happiness. What would they have to do, and how much they would have to spend to try to entertain their senses and make all the people happy. But here is just a peaceful garden in the middle of some place called Pune. Should at least every 3 months there should be one, Maharaj. But I think if it gets any, I heard it's always expanding, both in numbers and ecstasy. But if it continues in this way, I think they'll be having the GBC meetings here soon also. Everyone will fly straight over Mayapur and Vrindavan and come straight here. Peter. Sanat Maharaj was saying, wherever there is the devotees are assembled and the chanting and the... then that place is the spiritual world. So for me, it's been home from home. I never actually came to Pune. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Pankajangiri Prabhu. Yesterday we had twin Narsingh Dev appear. In Mayapur there are only one Narsingh Dev, but two Narsingh Dev came, and along with Prahlad Maharaj also. Now I request Rasalila Mataji to speak. And then Achyut Priya Prabhu, wherever you are, please come here. Yeah, okay.
Hello? Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacharis Turne Vanchakalpa Turibhyascha Kripasindubhyabhicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. Before I left America to come here, one of my main duties there is to take care of my mother. She's almost 92 years old. So I told her that I was taking this trip to India, and when she thinks of India, you know, like most people, they think that they can't really conceive of what it is to take such a journey. But then she later, we had a conversation about it, and of course she's still my mother, so she says, oh, be very careful and don't go out by yourself and things like this. So she has no idea what it is like to be in the association of so many wonderful devotees. And she, when I was not there and she was speaking with my sister, she said, why does she always want to go to India? So, but really I could never explain in full what it's like, the experience. Because really when we're here amongst the devotees in Radha Gopinath Mandir or in the holy dhams, we're not really in India, it's Vaikuntha. Prabhupada said that these temples, they're Vaikuntha. So, we're coming to the end of the festival and I was reminded that when Hayagriva Prabhu was in Vrindavan with Srila Prabhupada in the very early days, and Prabhupada brought his disciples to Vrindavan for Kartik, and Hayagriva met him there and spent some time with Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. At the end, he was saying goodbye to Prabhupada because he had to leave, and he was expressing his sadness at having to leave the holy dham. So Prabhupada told him that wherever the devotee is remembering Krishna and chanting Krishna's holy names, that is Vrindavan. So he requested him to please take Vrindavan with you. So I request the same thing for all of you, and I have to remind myself to take this wonderful Vrindavan mood and bring it home with me. And you also please do the same. Some of you may live very close to the mandir, or might even live right in the temple. And I know there are many of you who probably live not so close to the temple. And like myself also, I don't live right near a temple in my normal situation. So I so much appreciate having this incredible association. It is so uplifting. And it helps me in my daily life to actually remember Krishna and to feel the power of the association of the devotees, even though there is also some separation. And of course, after being here in this way and being with all of you, I myself understand now why Radhanath Maharaj is so enthusiastic to be here among you. So many sincere, wonderful devotees with such enthusiasm to chant the holy name, to hear about Krishna, to dance in ecstasy. It's such a rare thing. So I feel extremely privileged to have experienced this. And I also want to thank you for allowing me to just being a guest with all of you. I'm not used to this at all, because normally when we have festivals, we like to do a lot of service, and especially in New Vrindavan, when we had our festivals, the devotees there, we were always working so hard, and that was our great pleasure, to serve everyone. So now you're allowing me to accept service from you, and I can't thank you enough. please go on with your chanting and hearing and great enthusiasm, and take it with you when you go home. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Mataji. Now I request His Grace Achyut Priya Prabhu to speak few words.
Vanchakalpatrupesya kripa sindhubhyo cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Thank you for such a privilege. Actually, we get in here so much attention and distinction and honor that we need your blessings, special blessings too, not to fall down. Because we're not used to such treatment from so many exalted Vaishnavas. I'd like to reflect in a few words on what I heard His Holiness Radhanath Swami praised so much our activity in former USSR. But actually I want to say that we've been raised in that atmosphere, in that country, and we try to practice Krishna consciousness, and we just try to defend our beliefs, our faith, and our principles. And we never thought we're doing anything heroic, anything wonderful. It was just common life. And actually for me, it shows that now after so many years, when we're looking upon that activity, we may think, oh, this is really glorious, when it's in the past. But for me, it shows that actually every moment of our service is so valuable. We just don't see that. And we don't appreciate that. And over the years, we did some service there, and we got some results. But after some time, although we had some achievements, we may say, in terms of quantity of people or quantity of centers being opened, temples being built, still, at least I can speak for myself, I felt some dissatisfaction in my heart, and I felt this is all that success really fragile, really. It moves fast, it disappears. Whenever some disturbances in our society or in the world, it just disappears. So actually, although we got so much praise here, I felt that actually new period, new era of our activity and our devotional service started when we came into contact with His Holiness Radhanath Swami and with the Chaupati devotees, with Punayatra devotees. Because due to that association, we got really deep understanding that devotional service is not really external activity, is not really a number or numbers, and it's actually attitude of the heart, and this is what Krishna really values. So we come in here not actually for preaching, but we come in here for to be preached to. We come in here to learn, to study, just looking at your faces and being together with you. We're studying a lot. I'm very happy to come here year after year, and great thanks for that to Krishna Chandra Prabhu and his family for tolerating us. And I'm happy to bring here new and new devotees, groups of devotees from Ukraine, because I really want to show so many people in Ukraine real success in Krishna consciousness, real success which is unity among Vaishnavas, which is spirit of service and humility. So thank you all of you for that. And actually, maybe you don't really understand what you're doing, but just being a very nice example of perfect community, you're doing great service to all the world of international ISKCON. Because so many devotees come in here just to see, just to touch, just to hear, just to dance and experience a new, absolutely new feeling in the heart. So thank you very much for all of that. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Achyut Priya Prabhu, for your kind encouragement. Now I request His Grace Somadas Prabhu to say a few words.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Patrane Nevasesha Sunyavadi Pastita Deshatarne Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Srivastari Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'd like to thank everyone here for making my stay so wonderful. It's an amazing experience. I'm very grateful to be allowed to be here. Of course, I want to specifically thank Radhanath Maharaj for having this wonderful festival, and also for him forcing me to lead Mangal Arati today. It gave me an opportunity to give him some pleasure, and I'm grateful for that. And of course, the association here is wonderful, Janani Vas and Punkajanya. This is my first time I've met them, but you know, I've heard through the years of what great saints they are, and now I've experienced that myself, and I'm just so fortunate to be here. Thank you very much, Janani. Panchajankya Prabhu was speaking about a dream, or how he felt like a dream. And I just wanted to share with devotees this one dream that I had of Srila Prabhupada. This is a few years ago. usually we don't put much stock in dreams, but if the spiritual master or Krishna is in a dream, then it's has some relevance. So anyways, in this dream, I came upon a big house, a very old house, but I could understand it was a temple. And there was a big tree next to the temple. And then all of a sudden, all the leaves of the tree fell off. And a wind came and blew away all the leaves. It was very amazing. And then a car pulled up in front of the temple. And Srila Prabhupada was in the car. And Srila Prabhupada got out of the car with his cane. But he had a very, very serious look on his face. And I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada has come to the temple. And where are all the devotees? I was the only one there. So, you know, what could I do? So Srila Prabhupada was standing there with his cane. And I said, you know, come into the temple, Srila Prabhupada. And he had a very serious look on his face. And I came into the temple and I looked around for, you know, a place for Srila Prabhupada to sit. There was just one chair there. So I had Srila Prabhupada, please, you know, sit in this chair. And when I would look at Srila Prabhupada, he had a very, very serious look on his face. And I was just thinking, where's everybody else? You know, Srila Prabhupada has come here. So I just said, Srila Prabhupada, there's nobody else here. You know, I'm just doing the best I can. And Srila Prabhupada looked at me very, very seriously, and he said, don't get in my way. So then I woke up, and I was thinking, don't get in my way. Jeez, what kind of instruction, you know? Should I just leave Krishna consciousness because I, you know, may have a tendency to impede the movement? But I have to be very, very careful not to get in the way. And then I was also, after that, it was very so real and disturbing to me. But to not get in the way, just like in this puna, Krishna is doing something very wonderful here. But we just have to let him do it. And the spiritual master is the transparent vayu media to Krishna. Just like eyeglasses, you know, they don't block your vision, but they help you to see better. So to not get in the way of Srila Prabhupada, I have to let him work through me, you know, just speak what he has spoken. And of course, that instruction is for everyone to become a transparent via media and not get in the way with any of our, you know, personal desires and things. I was just before coming to India, I was listening to a tape of Srila Prabhupada. And he said, if someone picks up a rod in the street and kills somebody, is that rod responsible? He said, no. So in the same way, we have to become like the rod of Krishna. Just let him do what he wants with us. Of course, this is Lord Chaitanya's prayer. You know, you can do with me whatever you like, Lord. And you see what that's. The quality of a rod. You can pick it up. You can do whatever you want with it. So we have to become surrendered like that and let Krishna use us in his devotional service. So, you know, I'm saying this for my own purification. I look out and I see all surrendered souls here serving Krishna. And once again, I'm very, you know, very grateful to be here in your association, and I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Now I request Her Grace Sukavaha Mataji to speak.
Maum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarne Vancha Kalpatyuvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebyo Namo Namaha. First of all, I want to personally thank His Holiness Radhanath Marsh. Thank you very much for the opportunity you've provided for all of us and for your generosity in being available for us. And also, my heart's really touched by the Association of Vaishnavas. And I really pray that I take this with me and that this really helps me in my next step in Krishna consciousness. So it's a very special opportunity and I want to really carry it with me. So thank you for your generosity. Hare Krishna. And I wanted to thank each and every one of you for being here, for participating fully. It wouldn't have been the same Punyatra if any one of you wouldn't have been here. It would have been a different Punyatra. So each one of you has contributed something to another Vaishnava. You may not be aware of it, but just your presence here has really contributed and made this Punyatra what it was, what it is. And I want to really thank each and every one of you for your kindness. Just your love and for your beautiful smiles. It just melted my heart and really brought me a lot of joy. In my journey in Krishna consciousness, I was always, what was emphasized was Guru and Krishna, Guru and Krishna, Guru and Krishna. And I never really had such a privilege and opportunity to relish the nectar of Vaishnava association. So I really pray that I don't take this association for granted and that I really carry it with me. And as some of the other speakers said, no one likes to say goodbye and no one likes things to end. It's the nature of the material world it's just the nature that everything is changing, even in the spiritual world. And somehow we don't want things to change. We think this was so wonderful. I want to stop time and I want this moment to just be eternal. But we don't need to stop time to have this moment be eternal. We just need to bring whatever was present here with us. So your enthusiasm, your devotion, your enlivenment, whatever you got from this experience, you can take it into each and every day and each and every moment. And it can be Punyatra wherever you are. If you bring that consciousness and that attitude with you. The attitude of cooperation, the attitude of love and respect. Just carry that with you. And you can carry Puniyatra with you throughout the year. So whenever there's a so-called end to a chapter, there's also a new beginning. And if we take this opportunity and this experience fully with us, then the next moment, the next new beginning, is going to have all of this extra wonderful energy to move us forward. And I request that you take this energy and you take this experience and share it with each and every person that you meet. And then that can spread the glories of Srila Prabhupada's movement and Krishna's holy name. And I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. You've melted my hard heart. And just, I've never experienced anything like this in my life. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mataji, for sharing your deep thoughts and for your encouragement.
Sorry. I just wanted to personally thank Mother Sukhava for coming here, because she is my old dear friend. I did not even know she was going to be here. We met at the customs line in the airport in Bombay. After so many years, I was amazed. So I wanted to thank her for enhancing my trip and my experience unlimitedly, and also to Narutaki Peru, because it's one of the things I look forward to when I come to India, to seeing her again. And also I want to thank our hosts. We've been hosted so wonderfully by Vamsi Gopal and Radhika Peru's. I can't thank you enough. We were just so well cared for. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Now I request His Grace Gaur Vani Prabhu, who has a Gaur Vani, to come and speak.
Gaurvani Prabhu, do you remember him from last night?
I had nightmares of Lord Nrsingadev coming from all directions. Chandra Mali Maharaj said that it's better for you to see me up here, so forgive me for sitting up here. I'm definitely not qualified. I just wanted to... I asked His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj how I could thank everyone, and he said, please say something at the closing. I just took a couple of notes of some things. The first thing that I just want to say is that it struck me as a very strong realization recently that... if it wasn't for the prayers of the devotees and the prayers of specifically of my mother, that I would have no access to this Vaishnav Sangha, and specifically to the lotus feet of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. So I want to encourage all of the mothers and all of the fathers and brothers and sisters who are praying for their family members or other Vaishnavas, to please know the power of your prayers. I can give you details later, but I can tell you 100% for sure, if it wasn't for the prayers of my mother, I would not be in this Vaishnava Association. The next thing I just wanted to mention is that, and I've heard Radhanath Maharaj also say this, that when devotees pray, preach to other devotees and inspire other devotees, it's especially dear to Lord Krishna because Lord Krishna loves his devotees. He's equal to everyone, but also he's more equal to his devotees. So it's really a special seva that you're doing by inspiring all of us and also inspiring the world. And it's making you more and more and more dear to Lord Krishna. The last small point I wanted to mention is so many people, especially Matajis, have been coming and saying, encouraging me, saying such a nice kirtan. And I want to make it very clear that all I've been able to do by the mercy of the devotees, by the mercy of Radhanath Maharaj, is just reflect like a mirror the energy and the bhakti that all of you have. When you're leading kirtan, please understand that I know you know this, but a kirtan is not a performance. Kirtan is performance for Krishna's enjoyment, but it's not like a rock show, right? Or so what it is, the kirtan leader is just trying to give some indication of direction that the kirtan can go so that all the devotees can express their devotion to the Lord. So any ecstasy that devotees felt, please understand that it comes from your devotion and it comes from your practice. And the more and more ecstatic that everyone was feeling during kirtan is just because it was getting more and more increased by the devotee's own bhakti and prem. So Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu gave us a real vision of seeing Lord Nrisimhadeva appear. How beautiful was it to see Lord Nrisimhadeva dancing while preparing to attack here in Kashipu? He was so blissful. It was really scary.
Srila Prabhupada said that Lord Nrisimhadeva only appeared by the mercy of Hiranyakashipu.
Maharaj knows my parampara properly. Actually, I just wanted to read off a list of the devotees that I could think of that especially I wanted to thank. And I beg you all, last thing I want to say before I read this list of names, I just beg you all to please forcibly pull me out of the association of the Hiranyakashipus and please keep me in your association for as long as you can tolerate, and please forgive my offenses, both previous and future offenses. I want to thank Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Radha Priya Mataji. I want to thank Radhanath Maharaj said that they're like demigods. They're so generous and kind and humble. And that it's true. From experience now, I can say. So thank you. I want to thank Nikunja Bihari Prabhu and Radharani Priya Mataji for their very kind hospitality to me and my family. And their daughters also. I want to thank Gauranga Priya Prabhu for taking such nice care of every single arrangement. Practically, I would come downstairs with a question at Radha Gopinath Temple, and he would say, "Oh, Prabhu, I just wanted to tell you something." And it would be whatever I was just about to ask, he had already dealt with it and fixed it. I want to thank Govinda Prabhu for such sweet association. and all of what they call here Govinda's boys. Everyone who is one of Govinda's boys, they know who they are. And thank you for such nice kirtans. And it was just so sweet to be in your association. I want to thank Sunil Prabhu, who was helping drive us everywhere. Daruka Prabhu, who also was so humbly driving everywhere. I want to thank Anantanitai Prabhu for so patiently waiting for hours and hours at the music store while I was trying to pick out some flutes and harmonium for his patience. I want to thank Jayagauranga Prabhu for such true brahmachari, humble brahmachari attitude. I want to thank Bhaskar and Shyamala Gopi Mataji. Madhavananda Prabhu for taking such good care of my daughter while she was sick. And also, I don't know his full name, Dr. Kishore, he's there in the back. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you for letting me be here. Hare Krishna. And of course, I want to thank His Holiness Radhanath.
And let us all offer our thanks to Gaurvani Prabhu.
Thank you, Gaurvani Prabhu. Now I request His Grace Bharadwaj Prabhu from Ukraine to come and speak a few of his thoughts while Achyut Priya Prabhu will translate.
Krishna. Namo Vishvadaya Krishna Prasthapadarishya Madhya Bhaktivedanta Svamitamne Namaste Saraswati Deva Gurvani Pacharane Nirusha Shashuni Vati Pashyatya Adishtana Vancha Kalpadrubhishya Kripasyanvacha Pajitana Bhunvachna Vibhina Namaha. Позвольте присоединиться ко всем тем словам, которые были сегодня сказаны о сегодняшней встрече, о преданных.
Let me confirm the words being spoken about devotees in glorification.
И лично я тронут этой встречей, хотя я не житель и не участник этой ятры.
I'm very much moved by this yatra, although I'm not member of this community.
Большую часть служения я провел в российской ятре.
Most of my service I've done in Russian yatra.
Но то, что привлекло меня к служению миссии, это была преданность из книг Прабхупады, о которой я читал.
I was attracted very much by the devotion which I felt from the Srila Prabhupada's books, by reading them.
И как отмечала Ачюта Прия Прабху, что он замечал некоторые этапы в сознании Кришны нашей российской ятры, что ему приходится замечать некий прогресс свой личный.
As Ashutapriya mentioned that we had some periods of development in our Russian yatra, and over the years some changes coming.
И эта доля или этап прогресса связан с милостью Радханатха Махараджа.
And this progress actually based on mercy of Radhanath Maharaj.
Также и я могу добавить от себя, что та преданность, которая привела меня к миссии и к движению сознания Кришны, и которую я черпал из книг Прабхупады, периодически снилась мне или я мечтал о ней.
I could say that that devotion which I felt in Srila Prabhupada's books initially, which attracted me, from time to time I felt that I dreamt about that devotion.
Но иногда она, эта преданность проявлялась от общения с преданными.
But sometimes this mercy was manifested through association with devotees.
Но за всю историю, мне вот в следующем году будет уже 30 лет, как я служу миссии.
But over for the period of 30 years I am in this mission.
Я должен констатировать, не обманывая никого, что здесь, именно в Пуне, эта преданность почему-то захлестнула мое все воображение.
But I could say frankly that here in Pune I feel that I'm really covered by this mercy, overwhelmed by that mercy.
Поэтому что можно добавлять или как можно еще комментировать ситуацию здесь или общение здесь? Как только одним выводом, пусть это продолжается.
So I have no other words to comment on the situation, no words to comment, but I may just say, let it go on.
Пусть это никогда не заканчивается.
Let it won't stop at any time.
Haribo. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bharadwaj Prabhu. Now we have last two speakers, Chaitanya Nitai Prabhu and Nartaki Mataji. I request Chaitanya Nitai Prabhu to speak briefly because we have very less time. Go ahead. Yes. No.
This is what Maharaj just did is just exactly what amazes me about being here amongst all of you since we've been to Radha Gopinath Mandir is the fact that everyone is treating every other person as their Prabhu, as their master, someone to serve. And we're just overwhelmed. My family and I are just overwhelmed and inspired by this experience that we've had since we've been here. Gauravani Prabhu thanked everyone individually who's been taking care of us at Radha Gopinath Mandir. And all I can say is that for the last year, I've been meditating quite a bit personally on the nature of relationships. And I think that for me, coming to Radha Gopinath Mandir this year and coming to this yatra is kind of the culmination of that meditation and ultimately is the perfection of relationships in this material world, the model or the example that has arisen here primarily due to Radhanath Maharaj's great mercy is exactly the kind of the perfection of relationship that we can only hope and pray for in our lives. And so I just want to thank each and every one of you who I've met here during this yatra and at Radha Gopinath Mandir for treating us so kindly. Even though we're strangers, you made us feel like we were your best friends. And it's a very, very humbling experience and also very inspiring. And we're only hoping that somehow that we can take this mood of service and friendship and Vaishnava relationship back to America with us and extend it and establish this in New York City, where I am from, and create a community like the one that you have here. The whole world is watching this place, Radha Gopinath Mandir especially. The whole world is watching, and you are our inspiration, and we're just completely humbled and thankful for your example. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhu, for being so sweet. I request Nartaki Mataji to speak.
Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pitharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashta Chadishtharini Panchakalpurusha Kipasindubhya Ivacha Patitanam Pavanibhya Vaishnavibhya Namo Namah. I want to thank Srila Prabhupada for having given me such a wonderful family of devotees. And I want to thank Radhanath Maharaj for understanding the mood of Srila Prabhupada in bringing the devotees and keeping the devotees together by in a mood of love and service to each other, and ultimately bring others into this family to experience the same love and friendship and Vaishnava association. I wanted to, since I'm speaking just a few words, it's almost like I would be giving injustice to, but I do still at the same time want to express also some of my feelings about His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. Because I was living in the community in Los Angeles, even though I came into the community when he had already left, after he had finished his PhD, I already left. But he was his presence was there completely, even after his leaving. And he would also return throughout his travels throughout the world. And when he first came with his Manipuri troupe, when he developed his own congregation in Manipur, and he brought his Manipur troupe, he very proudly presented them to us because he felt also that Los Angeles was his family. And at that time, a god sister, Chaitanya Dasi, also helped always, and I was assisting her because she was in our drama presentations, always the personality that was putting on dramas, etc., and helping facilitate other groups that were putting on dramas. So we were able to assist her and the Manipuri group to help the Manipuri group to integrate into a culture which they have never experienced. And particularly the food was very strange to them. Our food was very strange to them. Some years down reward, you know, Bhakti Swarup Damodaraj also showed his eagerness always how to, he loved to feed the Vaishnavas. He loved to feed the Vaishnavas. And he had his Manipuri devotees make a wonderful feast of Manipuri preparations. Very exotic, very amazing. Some rice preparation with dark blue-brown rice and different sabjis and lotus seed sabjis, etc. Very exotic, extraordinary sabjis and sweets. And he would personally serve them. And no matter what we would say, he would not accept. He would just humbly serve. The same also, we went sometimes in Navadvip to his temple there. In the same way, he was serving the Vaishnavas. He had such hospitality. And through him, I could perceive what it means to be, to have a Vaishnava culture. And his kindness and towards his god sisters, he was always very kind and friendly to his god sisters. And then we saw him also in Allahabad for the Kumbh Mela in Allahabad. That was, I don't know, some 6 years ago, I think. And he had brought also his Manipuri troop, and Lokanath Maharaj had brought his Padyatra cart. So every morning, the bull, the big huge bull, would pull the cart of Sisi Guru Nitai out into the into the streets of the pandals of Allahabad, and the cart would stop, and immediately a whole crowd of people would gather around, and the Manipuri dancers would perform. It was such an opulence, and everyone was so attracted to it. There was practically nothing like that in the whole of the Kumbh Mela, you know, of Vaishnavas going out, chanting the Harinam, having such a wonderful cultural performance, and all the people were really delighted. And he also brought some VIPs together for religious interfaith meeting, and some prominent people from Allahabad and all over India also participated. And he was also like just trying to be the facilitator. He was so humble also. And I'm sure that they were very pleased, and he had also made contact with Murali Manohar Joshi, who was the human resource minister at that time, and his wife came for her birthday to distribute prasadam in the pandal. He had arranged all that also, and she was presented with some gifts, etc. So he was always eager to bring the politicians and celebrities, etc., together to kind of understand this culture of Vaishnavism. And he was always very polite and humble, you know, and very kind to them. So when I heard of his departure, and I made much friendship with his disciples too. He has wonderful disciples in Iran, and I'm very pleased to also have met some devotees, Iranian devotees here. The mother of one of the devotees even came, and I forgot her name again. It's a very difficult Farsi name. When I heard of his departure, I was very, I felt so much that we have lost one of our dear, dear God brothers who was so close to Srila Prabhupada. And it was very sad. And I was in Radhakund right after his Samadhi installation, and I was in one of the back rooms. I was allowed to stay in one of the back rooms. And that night, it was Bahulashtami. I was even though we went so late to bed, and normally when we go late to bed, we fall very deep, deep to sleep. But that night, I was actually getting his darshan in my dream also. And I was trying to pacify his disciples, because I felt just as devastated as they were. So I'm just praying to Srila Prabhupada that we soon meet again all in one family in the spiritual world. And here in this festival, I just wanted to say a few appreciations about the wonderful lectures that Radhanath Maharaj gave, how he was presenting our Vaishnava Acharyas like Madhava Acharya and Grandfather Bhishma Dev with so much detail. And many times I noticed that he presents so much as if he was there himself, the emotional and inner feelings of these personalities, that I'm just amazed. Especially, I was thinking that day with Grandfather Bhishma Dev. Often he is not very well understood, you know. And he was just like almost reliving the sentiments that were going on between the Lord and his pure devotee, Bhishma Dev. And the things that were going on in the heart of Bhishma Dev, what he was feeling and how he was so dedicated to the Lord. I was just amazed, and I was very thankful, because my steel heart doesn't have all these emotions. I'm just so surprised to hear this. And in the question and answer session, I very much appreciated him. He made a very nice statement, which I took a note of. On consulting with senior Vaishnavas, he was saying that one should take an inventory of one's motivations and become conscious of our motives and make sure that we don't have any ulterior motives, and that we should really make sure that whatever service we do, that whatever bhakti we engage in, we should do in the mood of service. And that's Prabhupada always emphasized more than anything, not to be duplicitous, not to have any ulterior motives, but to be sincere. So the sincerity. And I wanted to thank him for these presentations, lectures, and realizations, etc. Of course, there were many others, but I'm supposed to keep it short. And I wanted to thank my god brothers and god sisters for their association. Just like Ras Lila, she snatched it away before me. I'm always very happy. I asked, you know, when I talked to Krishna Chandra Prabhu, who will be coming amongst our god brothers and god sisters? And he said, oh, Ras Lila is coming. Then there is Soma Prabhu and Pankajangi and Jananivas and Sukha Vahamatati and like this. And I was excited. Only thing I was missing, Maliti is not on the list, and Maliti is not coming. I asked several times. And But I was excited to get to know Sukhava Matadi. I was very happy to meet her and get to know her. And also Soma Prabhu, because I heard him in the hospital already over the loudspeaker. I heard his appreciations of Radhanath Maharaj and their little pastimes as cowherd boys in New Vrindavan. And I was very touched by his humility and simplicity. And he was so silent whenever we were eating prasadam. And I'm always so talkative. I wish I could take a little example in talking too much. And so I just wanted to thank Krishna Chandra Prabhu and all the Vaishnavas for their wonderful association. Hare Krishna.
Good evening.
No, I have to say one more thing. Please, let me. Govinda Prabhu, I'm sorry. Of course, when I saw Guru Vani Prabhu, I was just like, I couldn't believe it, because I know him as a little sunny little boy, always smiling, curly hair like this. I know him since he was only a tiny little boy, and he's actually not just Rukmini's son, he's my son also. And when I saw him after many, many years dancing there, one of the devotees was asking me, why are you not dancing with him? Why are you not twirling around? I said, because I only wanted to look in that direction. I don't want to turn any other direction. Then my son is dancing. So I was just like, you know, I was so happy to see him after so many years engaging in such wonderful Uchiswas Kirtan, as the holy name deserves to be chanted in an ecstatic, high-pitched tune. I was so ecstatic to hear him engage, to see him engaged like that. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.